Good morning.
Good morning.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Maximus the Confessor had once written that just as the mere thought of fire does not warm up the body, neither does faith without love actuate spiritual knowledge. That's a pretty powerful statement for him to say. I think all of us who find ourselves on a chilly morning or a chilly evening think about getting warm, but it's very true. Just because we want to feel a certain way doesn't necessarily make it so. And today's gospel reading is an outstanding truth to this very statement. Faith without love does not actualize spiritual knowledge. We think about the faith of these four gentlemen who took up a friend of theirs on their shoulders, bearing the entirety of his dead weight for quite a distance, hearing that Jesus Christ was in their midst and looking forward to an opportunity to actualize within him what they had heard others have experienced and what they had hoped to receive on this day. They had a great faith to take their friend to the Lord. They had great faith upon coming to this house and seeing that they were locked out. If any of us have ever had such an experience, feeling locked out from a school, from a career, from a social group that we wanted to get into and we felt we needed to belong so badly, yet there were obstacles and barriers and people in our way from accomplishing what we hoped to achieve and what we yearned for so badly. That's the scenario that these four men experienced after their journey to the Lord's home and finding it so crowded that they couldn't even approach the door. There was no way at this point that they felt that they could bring their friend to God's presence. And not only is that the beauty of their faith that we experience on this day, but now their love comes into action. Their desire for their friend to be healed from his infirmity, to take away the pain and the suffering and the agony of his paralyzed life, they felt they had to take the situation into their own hands. And I've always marveled at this gospel reading, the sheer tenacity of love of these gentlemen. No, they're not going to be able to walk up to the front door and walk in and receive the Lord's teachings and his blessings. No, they're not going to be able to go to a window and ask people to get out of their way so that Jesus can see their friend. They found some sort of a ladder. They got themselves up onto the roof of this home. They hauled up this person. I don't know how. They got him up onto the roof of the house. And they made a hole in the roof. Not a little hole so that they could peek in and say, "Hey, we're up here. Can you look up and acknowledge us?" They made a huge hole, large enough to put their friend prostrate on his pallet down into the room. Could you imagine what was taking place for the people down there? This was not a nice tile roof where they removed the tiles, cut through the tarp, cut through the wood, and lay them down. Dirt and grass and rocks were falling on everyone's head down below. Could you imagine how irritated those people might be for this to be taking place? But because of the love that these men had for their friend, they didn't care. Love and faith, actualizing spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is what Jesus Christ gave to the entirety of the room. That's the sad part of this scenario. When we hear from Mark's gospel that immediately upon Jesus forgiving this man's sins, there were people in the room taking up space of faithful people who wanted to be there for the right purposes, saying, "Wait a second, he has no right to say such things. He has no authority to forgive sins. That's only for God." Who are these people occupying that space? Those negative influences in our lives. Those people who will crowd around us and attempt to choke out God's word and His love for us. They had no business being there other than to perpetuate their own misgivings and misunderstandings and to spread that negative gospel around them. But spiritual knowledge is what was given on that day. Our Lord, in His love for humankind and His opportunity to teach those who were not there to listen to what He had to say in the first place, was to take this man's suffering and to take the faith and the love of his friends and to transform it, firstly, into the forgiven soul of the man, and then secondly, second in his priority, is to relieve the suffering of his body and to give a wonderful witness of the power of God's love. He healed the man on that day. As we find ourselves in the completion of the second week of the Great Fast, we are to take on this spiritual knowledge. Last year, on this Sunday, I preached a detailed account of the theology and the work and the ministry of St. Gregory Palamas. This year I opted to speak about the gospel lesson, because as St. Gregory Palamas takes his spiritual knowledge for a second, little more quiet, little more subtle triumph of orthodoxy, we are able to see that through faith and through love, spiritual knowledge is actualized. This is a feeling of warmth that is actual. We don't have to think about it. We just receive it from God. Amen.